2012 was not a good year for public school legislation. Lawmakers failed to pass bills that would have revised the K-12 funding formula, addressed student transfers from unaccredited districts, and allowed quicker state intervention in the Kansas City School District. Lawmakers also failed to address the cash-strapped second injury fund and a Senate bill that would have cut back on historic preservation tax credits while creating new incentives for amateur sporting events was never brought up in the House. Tim Jones of St. Louis County is that chamber's Republican leader.
You know, we could always hope to do more, but I you know, being in an election year, I am actually standing here very pleasantly, maybe a little surprised and very excited about everything we accomplished.
Those accomplishments include allowing charter schools in other parts of the state besides St. Louis and Kansas City, and a scaled-back workers' comp bill that bars employees from suing each other over workplace injuries and illnesses. Senate GOP leader Tom Dempsey says that measure will provide some relief to small business owners. He also suggests that there were more than enough accomplishments to avoid having to return to Jefferson City for a special session.
We passed a balanced budget that's actually below the governor's recommended budget numbers. We're, you know, making college transfers easier and more affordable, putting more requirements on child care. Sentencing guidelines. What a big achievement that was.
The Senate and House also passed a measure that, if approved by voters, would bar the governor from creating a health insurance exchange via executive order. And they passed legislation that would allow employers to opt out of providing birth control coverage for religious reasons. Governor Jay Nixon says he'll carefully review the bill before taking any action.
I mean, I believe in the right of folks to practice the faith they believe. And I also believe women have the right to access to contraception. We already have a strong religious exemption on the books. I mean, this is an area that we've dealt with in the past.
Governor Nixon has until mid-July to sign or veto most of the bills passed by the legislature. The deadline for signing the state budget into law is June 30th. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.